Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
So, you know, recently there was news around VeriSign and a hack, or actually repeatedly being hacked by outsiders. Can you tell us a little bit more about this? And I guess first, who is VeriSign for those who may not know?
Well, for those who don't really follow the inner workings of the internet, VeriSign is one of the key players in the credit card processing activity. You find everywhere from mom and pop shops to some of the bigger players on the internet. They process and enable the processing of credit card transactions, and also what they call SSL, if you've heard of that, secure socket layers and secure connections to websites. So definitely it's something that people are paying attention to.
So I guess then this news that's saying they had been hacked repeatedly by outsiders, what does that really mean? Do we have many details on this at this point?
You know, VeriSign, being a security company, naturally is a target. Last year, we saw a lot of activity surrounding RSA. For those of you that follow RSA, where RSA was the sort of a gatekeeper for other access because they had a proprietary sort of encrypted setup that would allow. So if you get that encryption, it allows you to access a lot of other systems. Those companies get attacked every day, and it's sort of early to say how deep that VeriSign is saying the attacks at this point have gone. Certainly, they would be attacked every day, but we now see their reporting activity that happened clear back in 2010, which is, you know, why are they bringing it up now? That kind of thing is on the minds of a lot of security folks.
So, but I guess we don't know the extent really at this point of the hack. I mean, is there anything that consumers could do to protect themselves?
Well, I think, first of all, I think the spotlight's going to be on VeriSign in the coming days and weeks and months. As we saw from the Zappos.com breach recently, because a hacker gets into one part of your company, doesn't necessarily they've gotten the crown jewels necessarily. What is important to watch on this and for consumers is to watch suddenly fraudulent sounding scams that you know, surrounding fake SSL certificates, surrounding a strange activity on your credit cards. That's something you want to be aware of anyway. But now that we know that you know, the big guys, the big processors like VeriSign, have seen this activity now for years, and that's just you know, how long and how sophisticated are the scammers? How much information have they gotten? And I think a person really needs to start taking a serious look at their credit card transaction statements. You know, just don't throw them in the pile, because if there's a mass scam and they have, you know, the master keys, which is what, you know, a company like VeriSign or RSA offers, you can expect pretty massive scams with this. Again, protect yourself. I mean, this is not to say don't go outside. This is to say that this the kind of high-level hacks you see in the headlines, you know, that's going to come increasingly down to the consumer out on the street, and so you need to beware.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, is there anything then while we're shopping online that we should keep an eye out for?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of detection that happens now in the browsers, modern browsers, where you can install add-ons, for example, Firefox, that will check the validity of an SSL, you know, or an HTTPS, an encrypted website. Like if I go to Amazon.com, I want to be on an HTTPS connection at the top of my browser. A lot of the browsers will tell you if there's some problem with the SSL. They'll have a pop-up, and you can look at that, and you can research. You know, if something doesn't look right, you might want to take a second to look around, Google it a bit, and find out if one of these attacks does surface through VeriSign or through anybody else. So you might want to just take an extra second to make sure that secure connection really doesn't have problems.
Anything else, Cameron, that you'd like to add?
You know, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure. We see a lot of movement in the legislature to try to get companies like VeriSign, or not just VeriSign, but the whole financial sector, to disclose more information, be more transparent down to the consumer so the consumer can have more confidence. And that's probably a good step. Now, how will it be done? We have to wait and see. But I think sharing information and correctly reporting means that consumers are more informed. They can do more with the information to protect themselves. And of course, at ESET, where that's what we're our primary concern.
Well, Cameron, as always, thanks so much for the advice. And we'll make sure to follow this topic, given we have limited details at this point. If you have any additional questions for Cameron or another member of the team, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.